أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم واخشوا يوما لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق فلا تغرنكم الحياة الدنيا ولا يغرنكم بالله الغرور. صدق الله العظيم. In the eyes before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the great ni'mat and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala insofar as the ship is concerned, sailing in the ocean, and then the general habit of man, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts them to trial and tests on the oceans with difficult and stormy waters, then they remember Allah no matter how great a polytheist may be or an atheist may be, but at that time the name of Allah comes to their hearts and to their tongues. But when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings them to the shore, then they are still doubtful about the oneness of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, addressing the whole of mankind, Allah says, O mankind, ittaqu rabbakum, fear your Rabb. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He brings this word of taqwa, and the word taqwa we are very familiar with, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the quality of Allah of being the Rabb, the rububiyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is the lordship of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a sustainer, Allah is a nourisher, Allah is a cherisher. And the reality of the word Rabb means that Allah is that being, Allah is that Zat, that from a state of non-existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to our needs as per our condition, and with perfection Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills these needs. So here the ulama have stated, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls us to fear your Rabb, then in actual fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delivering a very, very powerful message of taqwa. And here taqwa, and in other ayats of the Quran also, the general sense of taqwa, when we look at it in the meaning of fear, one is that of piety, one is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we look at the aspect of fear in these kind of ayats, then it is not how a person will fear a wild animal that is out on the street. That is a different kind of fear. A person becomes frightened. But here it is not becoming frightened and of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense. It is a sense of profound love that one has for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the word Rabb denotes, and the word Rabb stems out from the compassion of Allah. It is indicative of the compassion of Allah. It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so compassionate, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees to our needs. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and immediately after that we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah is not compelled to give us our sustenance, our rozi. Allah does it because of Allah's compassion. So if we can begin to understand that there is a great degree of compassion, a great degree of kindness, a great degree of love that emanates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously when we have the fear, like when we have a very compassionate father, and then we will see that son will fear being disobedient to that father. That is the kind of fear that we should inculcate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, in that we have that love for Allah, and because of that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we fear or we hate disobeying Allah Rabbul Izzat. The second command Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave, وَخْشَوْ يَوْمًا لَا يَجْزِي وَالِدٌ عَنْ وَلَدِي, and fear the day when a father will not suffice his son. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about the day of Qiyamah, and again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about it in the most unique of ways, is that if a father and son both stand even side by side in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that father will not suffice that son, he will not be able to assist the son in the slightest bit. But here the ulama have explained that is, if the father is in a state of iman and the son is in a state of kufr, then that father will not be able to help that son. If both of them were on that ship in the previous ayat, and that ship was in stormy waters and there was danger, more often than not, parents will be concerned more about the children than themselves. But here on the day of Qiyamah, the condition is totally different. No matter what relationship they may have in this world, but there on the day of Qiyamah, the father will be of no assistance. Ulama, the Mufassirin, have also written that if the father and the son both were in the state of Iman, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will create a condition in which they will be of assistance. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the Quran Kareem, Jannatu Adnin وَعَدْتَهُمْ وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَبَنَائِهِمْ وَزُرْتِيَاتِهِمْ, that when the father is in a state of perfect iman, his deeds have been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that will not only impact on his son or his offspring, his progeny, but it will also impact positively on his wives and his parents, etc. And like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, in other ayats of the Quran Kareem, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَاتَّبَعَتْهُمْ ذُرْدِيَّتُهُمْ بِإِيمَانٍ أَلْحَقْنَا بِهِمْ ذُرْدِيَّتَهُمْ وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. We will find in those types of ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will link that son to the father, the child to the parents, if both of them had iman. وَلَا مَوْلُودٌ هُوَ جَازٍ عَنْ وَالِدِهِ شَيْءًا. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the opposite, that no son will be able to suffice for his father in the slightest bit on the day of Qiyamah. If the son was in a state of iman, the father did not have iman, then the son will not be able to assist that father in the slightest bit. Concluding, Allah Rabbul Izzat says, Inna wa'adallahi haqqa. Certainly the wa'ada, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. There is no doubt in the promise of Allah that the day of Qiyamah is going to come. There is no doubt in the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the life beyond this world, beyond death, like the qabr, the day of Qiyamah, Jannah, Jahannam. There is absolutely no doubt in it. That wada and that promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is 100%. فَلَا تَغُرَّنَّكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, let not this material life deceive you. And the material life deceiving us, one form of deception is this, that when man comes into this world, we are engrossed in all the enjoyment of this world, the luxuries of this world, all the things that this world offers. More often than not, we forget our akhirat. More often than not, we forget to accumulate for the hereafter. More often than not, we forget that we have to leave this world. People will die in front of us. We will go to the Qabristan and we will bury them, but we forget our own going to the hereafter. We forget our own journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautifully put by some is that one is the destination that we want to enjoy. Let us enjoy the journey also with the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكُمْ بِاللَّهِ الْغَرُورِ. And one factor that hinders us and becomes a hindrance between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, us and our akhirat, is al-gharur. Many of the commentators have expressed that this gharur is deceit, and we are deceived in by many ways. One is the deception of shaitan, one is the deception of our own nafs, that we think in this world we can carry on continuing to make gunas, even if it is voluntarily, and then we hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say Allah will forgive. There is no doubt in the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is all compassionate. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala most certainly forgives. But how can we guarantee our own forgiveness? Let us turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continuously ask Allah Rabbul Izzat for forgiveness. And let us not be deceived by shaitan. Let us not be deceived by our nafs. Let us not be deceived by this material world. And let us focus towards the hereafter. Like this ayah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala simply has given us a da'wah towards the day of Qiyamah. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us our journey and our objective of life. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.